Mr. Hobart Lewis, sir. You are.
Hello.
President?
How are you?
I tried to get through to you a little earlier, but you had too many admirers.
Oh, well.
Say, I'd like to come down and shake your hand.
Well, that's very nice of you.
And, buddy, it's terrific for you to hold the line that way, I think. Just wonderful.
You had to do it. That's right.
Of course. And the conclusion of that speech was the most moving thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, it had to be done. I wrote that out myself about two nights ago, and
really?
I didn't tell anybody that it was going to be done. It wasn't in the text.
I noticed you put the text aside.
That's right.
Just terrific.
And it was true, too. That's
exactly
what happened.
Well,
when this little kid saluted me, I broke up, you know, and there was no press there at the time.
I would think so. But it was just the right time and place to tell that story, too. I must say that you were leading from strength there with 265,000 men out and another 100,000 to go and that terrific record. It's the most convincing story in the world.
Yeah, well, and these people that are trying to bug out without regard to the cost, what the hell?
But when you've got that terrific record behind you, you've got an awful lot of confidence.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll keep the faith.
Say, Mr. President, we just got back from Chenille Bay where we were in...
You must have had a wonderful time. Isn't that a marvelous place?
That's a great spot.
Hope you didn't get stuck by any of those bugs that are out there.
Well, there were a few up down there, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And when we got back, we found a great big box full of ashtrays and matches and wonderful glasses with your signature.
You got the glasses? Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we've been drinking your health.
That's only for just our friends.
Well, isn't that right? That's great.
Okay, Hope.
Thank you so much.
Don't give up now.
Don't you, sir.
But